Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say movie. We are joined by Philip Rowley, the Chief Financial Officer for Sony Pictures Entertainment. Hi, Philip. How are you?
Very well, Xiaolan. How are you?
Yeah, good. 你好.
你好.
Yeah, you are the perfect person to talk about movies. When we say movie in Chinese, we say 电影.
电影.
Yeah, 电影.
电影.
电 means electricity. And that's a fourth tone, so we go down. 电.
电.
电. Perfect. And the second character for movie, that's 影.
影.
影. That is third tone, so we go down and then up. 影.
影.
影. 影 means shadow. So the electrical shadow, that means movie.
Hmm.
And that makes sense because in the olden days, the movies had films and they had to have a shadow. So 电影.
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 Does Sony Picture Entertainment cover television program as well?
Yes, we have. We make movies, we make TV shows, and we have networks.
So in that case, we should learn about television. In Chinese, called 电视.
电视.
And 电 is the same one. It's the electricity. 视. That means vision. It's the fourth tone. 视.
视.
电视.
电视.
电视, that means television program or television. So 电影 is movie. 电视 is television.
电视.
电视. And I understand that nowadays in Hollywood, there are a lot of, like, for example, Chinese investors and Chinese influence. And at the same time, China is a massive market. Do you want to share with us, have you seen any brilliant Chinese movie now recently?
Yes, I just saw China's official entry for the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story about a Tang Dynasty monk, a Buddhist mm-hmm. monk called Xuan Zang.
Yeah, Xuan Zang, yeah.
And it was a story of how, in search of Buddhist learning, he traveled all the way, when he was a young man, all the way through into India
yep.
to where the Buddha was born.
Right.
And he stayed there and learnt and learnt and learnt, and then finally made his way back to China. When he got back, he was 50 years old. It was a long journey.
Wow. Okay. So he was there for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a very well-known historic story. And as a kid, we all had to learn about him. And there was also some fiction stories around him. Of course, that was a historical figure. But then the fiction stories, when we grew up as a kid, we learned that he traveled with a monkey. Sun Wukong. And then
there was no monkey in the movie, I don't think. There was an elephant.
Yeah, no monkey. And he traveled with a monkey and then joined by a pig. And
oh.
and the pig was the evil spirit. And then Xuan Zang, he was such a noble person. He just converted the evil spirits into his minions.
Mm.
So they traveled alone, which was a very fun story.
Yeah.
Right. And then can you share with us in the movie production? We understand that it's a long journey. So what is the decision-making process to make a good 电影?
Well, it can take an awful long time. The real key is to get the story. And then you need to make sure that you've got the right, we call it talent, the right director, the right actors,
mm-hmm.
and then decide where you're going to make the movie,
mm-hmm.
Which can depend, obviously, in this story, since a lot of it was set in China.
Yes.
There were some wonderful location settings.
Yes.
Some wonderful photography as he made his journey through and then into India.
Yeah, we understand that movie making, of course, is a lot of creative, artistic, and also it's like an art project. But at the same time, because of the scale of the game, very often you see the modern blockbusters could easily have the budget of a couple hundred million. And then with a revenue of a couple hundred million as well. So that's quite an important financial decision making on a regular basis in your work.
With those very big movies, that's very, very important decisions.
Yeah.
Because they're not all guaranteed to be a hit. So you can lose a lot of money or you can make a lot of money.
That's right. Yeah. On the plane, I just watched the movie Conjuring 2. And I realized that they had a budget of 40 million. And then with a box office, quite a new release, already like 350 million.
Yeah, well, that's a very successful movie.
It's probably quite rare. Right. I understand a lot of my friends' families, they have a dream, the youngsters, they have a dream going into the filming industry. Do you have some advice to them?
I think like anything, these industries are very, very competitive because a lot of people want to get in. So I think you have to, if you're really serious about it, you have to work hard at your craft. Mm-hmm. It's not just about talent.
Right.
It's about really working very hard and learning and persevering and being prepared to take the setbacks.
Yep. Okay. Just like everything else, like every career.
Yep. Like everything else in life.
Right. Thank you so much, Philip, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. Today we learned how to say movie and television. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。
再见。
再见，Philip。